Minute Capstone News Now. I'm your host, Rich Robinson. Thanks for coming in today. We bring you all the news that matters to you every Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 90.7 The Capstone. You can follow us on Twitter at Capstone News Now, also on Facebook, WVUA FM there. Overcast day in Tuscaloosa. We'll talk about the weather a little later. No time for that now. Too much news. Coming up on our program, Nathan James from the Crimson White will join us. Nathan's column in the CW Town Hall fails to fill conversational void about UA problems. Nathan had quite a lot to say about President Judy Bonner and her lack of attendance at the event. We'll speak more about that coming up in a minute. Also, David Phelps, the founder of Tide Talks. We'll talk to David. He's always excited about his Tide Talks. Tide Talks 5 coming up on Monday. We'll talk to David just coming up next on Capstone News Now. Also, Payne Griffin, a graduate of Mountain Brook High School, 2011, is also a student at American University in Washington, D.C. He is a junior at American, just did a whole lot of research on the 50th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. He will be Skyping us live from London coming up next. We're coming up at 4:45, I should say, on Capstone News Now. Your news and your source for all the Skype from London. Before we do all that, though, we got our own Kristen Fite with a news update. Kristen?
Thanks, Rich. Some encouraging news in the United States job market is sending stocks higher on Wall Street. First-time applications for unemployment benefits dropped last week to the lowest in September. The number of applications, a proxy for how many workers are being laid off, is near where it was before the Great Recession. General Motors rose 3% after the government said it will sell the rest of its stake in the company by the end of the year. Target fell 4% after reporting a plunge in net income.
Police in Britain say three women have been freed after 30 years in captivity in a London home. One of them is believed to have spent her entire life as a virtual slave. London police say a 69-year-old Malaysian woman, a 57-year-old Irish woman, and a 30-year-old British woman were rescued some weeks ago. The announcement was made today after a man and a woman were arrested as part of an investigation into slavery and domestic servitude. Also, militias from a string of Libyan cities have left the Libyan capital in a victory for Tripoli residents who've been protesting the presence of the heavily armed groups. Today's withdrawal comes nearly a week after more than 40 people were killed when militiamen fired on protesters. Witnesses say the militiamen handed their bases over to army troops and headed out of the city with their weapons mounted on pickup trucks.
Thanks, Sunnydale. The Senate has voted to overturn decades of precedent by eliminating a rule that allows a minority to block final votes. In a 52-48 vote, Senate Democrats threw out the rule, which used to require a 60 vote majority to assure a yes or no vote on presidential nominees to the courts, cabinet departments, or other agencies. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who launched the move, accused Republicans of obstructing President Barack Obama's nominees and says the Senate has to change before this institution becomes obsolete, quote-unquote. Supreme Court nominations would be exempted from the change. Other political news, the family of Kennedy cousin Michael Sakel says a judge's decision to grant him bail today is the first step in correcting a terrible wrong. The 53-year-old nephew of Robert F. Kennedy's widow is expected to be released from prison while prosecutors in Connecticut appeal a ruling giving him a new trial in the 1975 slaying of neighbor Martha Moxley. Sakel has been in prison for more than 11 years on a sentence of 20 years to life. He will live in Connecticut and wear a GPS tracking device. We got a lot of news here on Capstone News Now. We'll get more of the local news, national news, international news, all the news that matters to you coming up next. We'll speak to Nathan James and also Payne Griffin, a Kennedy researcher, apropos of what's going on. Kennedy researcher is going to be calling us, Skyping us from London, England, coming up at 4:45. But before all of that, folks, stop the presses. David Phelps is in studio. We will talk to David Phelps, the founder, president of Tide Talks. He's coming up next. Talk about Tide Talks 5 on Monday. You're listening to 90.7 The Capstone. This is Capstone News Now.